Hi, everyone, and welcome to our PMA mini podcast series, To Team or Not to Team, the podcast in which we are discussing product marketing team structures with esteemed PMM leaders. Everyone has this question, whether you are a new product marketing leader or an existing established product marketing leader trying to cut through the noise and actually help organizations better understand where product marketing is. By now, you've had different flavors all the way from the traditional product marketing to product management linkage. We have talked a lot about our series with functions, thinking about buyer journey. We've talked about solutions and horizontals. And in today's episode, we are going to focus on industry and vertical. I'm your host, Div Manikam. And in this episode, I'm super excited to be joined by Laurie Stout, Senior Director of Product Marketing at Punchh. Now, Laurie joined Punchh in 2020 as the Senior Director of Product Marketing, bringing over 15 years of experience across the board from customer, content, and product and solutions marketing. Now, Laurie, that's a lot for you to take over the experiences that you've had. And you've also spent a lot of your career focused on customer engagement, whether it was in healthcare, contact center, unified communications industry. So I think you have also had that diverse experience on different industries and different dynamics itself. A lifelong writer and storyteller, Laurie loves the challenge of taking a sophisticated solution and explaining it in a way that customers identify immediate solutions to their everyday challenges. Now, that's a dream for every product marketing leader in all shapes and forms. So thank you so much, Laurie, for joining us today to talk a little bit about and explore product marketing teams by industry and vertical.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
Well, let's dive right in. I think we have a good 20 minutes of discussion and conversation. And so the first one, I would call it a quick teaser, just an icebreaker, if you will. Do you have an interesting product marketing team structure story, either a funny one or a risky one that you have heard of or you have actually experienced it yourself?
Sure. So this did not actually happen to me. And it was a colleague of mine that I'd worked with for years. And I would definitely put it in the risky category. But this was the most unusual product marketing team structure I think I've ever heard of, where every product line had their own product marketer that didn't report up through product marketing. They would report to that specific product manager. Which, you know, you might at first glance think, oh, okay, that's great. Then they're the experts in their product. But those of you listening who are product marketing leaders know how important it is to have that leadership at the top and not just at the product level. So there's somebody who can kind of quarterback all of the messaging from all of the different product lines and solutions and tie that back together so that it lines up with your brand story and your corporate narrative. So in this particular instance, it was very much a free-for-all with lots of different messaging and brand flavors being sprinkled in everywhere. And I think what was missing from that structure was just that leadership at the top to weave everything together.
That's an amazing story. And I'm pretty sure our listeners are like, yep, we have seen more than we would like to admit to ourselves. And I think that's yes. The beauty of product marketing, because we are still learning about how to think about. And I think even this series is going to be an interesting one to actually talk about team structure. What does an org chart look like? What does the team charter look like? So this is really important for us as we establish product marketing as we go into the next decade, if you will, right? So let's actually dive in, because I think we have some really good questions for you, Laurie, and let's get the conversation rolling. So the first one I would like to ask you is, what makes a good team structure in product marketing? And if you could focus on the industry and vertical specific areas, that would be awesome.
Sure. So I think it's true that as product marketers, every single organization we've been with has done it slightly differently. I mean, it's always a little bit of an interpretation company to company. But when you're thinking about a team structure, I've learned this from mentors over the years. It's really important to think about, you know, who has which strengths and where they fit in those pieces of the puzzle. And we've all heard that old expression that when you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And, you know, especially in the tech world and in the fast-paced business that we're all in, I think that's increasingly important to make sure that everybody is in the right seat within the team. So when you think of that from a vertical structure, give your marketers some context and some training. Maybe you're hiring a new team and you don't have anybody with a specific vertical experience that you need, but give them a little time to do some exploration before you start assigning them to specific verticals. Find out where their strengths lie, what they will really enjoy doing, what resonates with them. And then also important, and I think this is true of all of the different team structures that you've discussed, and virtually any team, product marketing or not, is to make it equitable and make sure, you know, if you have people who have really taken off and learned the vertical well, you know, distribute the work evenly. Don't burn out your superstars. Don't overlook coaching opportunities for those who might need a little extra help from you, but make it an equitable distribution of work so that everyone is still enjoying what they do and they're continually engaged.
I love that. You know, I think the phrase is as golden as it gets, right? And as product marketing, I think we are at that intersection of bringing the synergies across product marketing and sales. And we have an opportunity to kind of shape how that looks like within an organization, because trust me, 9 out of 10 times, the organization just knows they need product marketing. They don't quite know what part of product marketing they need, or they have assumptions of what it is, and it's never matching one to what we think it is, right? So as you talk about that equitable distribution of work, do you have any tips on how do you make sure that you have that balance between your superstars? Because superstars are ones who are like, yep, give me more. I'm loving what I'm doing. Give me more. And so how do you kind of make sure you set that balance and try to prevent the burnout before it actually happens, where they're like, oh, I'm just going to take on more and more until I get to the dead end.
Right. Yeah, I think it's just a conscious, it's a conscious effort. And those are the people who will not tell you when they're starting to feel that burnout either, because they don't know when to cry uncle. So just documenting everything, whether it's in a project management tool or just, you know, a spreadsheet, even making sure that you understand their workload. Mm-hmm. And something that has been important for me as a leader and as an employee under some of the mentors I've been lucky enough to have is just having leadership that protects you from those ad hoc requests and giving your team the freedom to say no, making sure everybody has clear priorities. They know what's expected of them. And if there's something that falls outside of that realm, then they need to feel comfortable saying no and saying why they can't take it on.
That's wise advice. And I think if I had known that advice 4 years ago when I took on as a product marketing leader, I would have probably applauded you every single day. I was at that same point where I didn't know how to say no. And then we did our postmortem of how the year went. And I literally have a post-it note that says, learn to say no more.
Yes.
And not just say no, but also helping people understand what your priorities are. And so we set forward like our OKRs and kind of build transparency to give people that visibility into why are you saying no and what else is the most important thing you are working on that is not my project today, right?
Yes.
So it's amazing to kind of see that. What do you think that would look like? Do you see different variations for like a vertically structured team? Are there other opportunities you would see for them?
I think in a lot of organizations, that line between horizontal and vertical gets blurred. So again, just making sure that everyone's objectives are clearly outlined. They're not spilling over into any other functions within marketing that don't necessarily relate to their OKRs for that vertical. Mm-hmm. And again, giving them the power to not just say, no, this isn't a priority for our team right now, but telling them why not. And I think that's become a lot easier in the last, 5 or 6 years, because more and more we are assigning these metrics and these OKRs to product marketing, and it's all very quantifiable, the results that we get. So saying, look, at the end of this quarter, I'm going to be measured on this, this, and this, and these are my major focuses. So it gives everybody a little bit more freedom to say no, which is, I agree, a very hard skill to learn sometimes. It is.
Especially because we are the empathetic ones where we are like, we want to help everyone.
Right. Yes,
that's so true. So one of the things that I wanted to ask you, you know, how you think about your team and like you said, like horizontal and vertical, you have a blurring line. Product marketing versus solution marketing is another phase or phrase, if you will, that you see. So how do you think about complementing the skill sets and talent across your team and making sure that people understand if there is a difference between what product marketing does versus solution marketing?
Sure. So I think it's especially important for solutions marketers and if they're in a new industry, especially to understand what their horizontal counterparts are doing, or if there isn't a horizontal marketing team, what those specific product managers are doing, and having that close alignment. Mm-hmm. Over the course of my career, I've worked in a lot of organizations where product management and product marketing were very closely aligned, and then in some where it wasn't quite the case. So to the extent possible, staying close to those horizontal teams and the product management team is really beneficial. It makes it so much easier to translate what's going on with research and development into the features and benefits and positioning and messaging that those vertical teams need to really resonate within their specific segments of the market. Mm-hmm. And just from a leadership standpoint, not trying to make it too cookie cutter. I mean, verticals are, each one is different. So not saying, okay, this is our vertical strategy across the board. Mm-hmm. But as your teams become more familiar with the vertical that they're assigned, giving them a little bit of freedom to think outside the box, even with storytelling or with the way you portray the brand or how formal or informal you are in the way that you position and message, just making sure that you're allowing for the differences between those different verticals and then supporting your teams to tell the story in the right way.
I love that. And I think as you're thinking about building your team, right, making sure you have the right talent profiles, have you seen skill sets that you typically wouldn't have thought of as a product marketer that you brought on board to help serve the needs for the vertical business needs?
Sure. I love it when one of my product marketers has a background in customer marketing, because they work so closely with those customers in the past. And, you know, it spans a ton of different verticals, but they have actually sat with the customers and heard, you know, what challenges they're facing. And when you have that one-to-one experience of sitting with a customer in the middle of a challenge and helping them solve it, you can turn that into messaging that resonates with the market so much more easily. So customer marketing and just having that close customer contact has been really beneficial for a lot of my product marketers.
That's awesome. And I love it that you are not just, because I think that's the beauty of product marketing too, right? Nobody has the same profile throughout their career. I think all of us in this series have come into product marketing as most of us have said, hey, I've been doing product marketing before it was even called product marketing. And I have come from content, customer marketing, other different segments. Some folks have said that they have team members that have brought in sales experience because that was something that was important for their team growth. So let's actually dive into something that's very personal for me, which is about values and beliefs. And do you think values and beliefs are key for building a high-purpose product marketing team? And I'm intentionally saying high-purpose, not high-performance, because I think much more than performance these days.
I completely agree. And yes, I absolutely do. I'm working on a blog article right now on, you know, just in our particular industry at Punch, how our consumers are interested in companies that support these very specific values and beliefs, and just the importance that buyers are placing on that, whether you're B2B or B2C, but knowing what your company stands for. Mm-hmm. And I think there's no better team within an organization to champion that than the product marketing team, or kind of the glue that sits between the sales team and the product team and the customer service and success teams. And we're really responsible for connecting the what it is to the why we're doing it. Mm-hmm. And I know, you know, maybe you're in a really technical industry, or you're marketing something that you wouldn't have thought that you would have been interested in 10 years ago, but here you are. Mm-hmm. And the important thing, and the way that marketing becomes truly authentic, is when you can connect what you're doing to some sort of greater good or some sort of positive value that gets you excited about it. And it isn't necessarily, you know, we're not all saving the world or, you know, putting our lives on the line as product marketers, at least I hope not, but just making that connection to here is what our company is offering the world, whether it's a better customer experience, whether it's connecting people to resources that they need, but just finding that connection and staying true to that. And it really shows in your messaging when your product marketers believe in the mission of the company and everything subtly rallies around that.
I love that. And I would also like to ask if there is one or two values that pulled very close to you. Like for me, I had started championing Inspire, Influence, and Impact about a couple years ago. And that became the foundation of who I am, how I think about my team. I use it as my litmus test when I'm hiring new individuals. So it's all about trust and credibility. It's about extreme ownership and about results and relationships. Is there a value and belief that you hold close to your heart when you are making sure that you're making the right decision every morning, every day?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is one that I mentioned before. I've been fortunate enough to have some great mentors during my career. And then the person who's shaped my career the most really showed me a high level of trust. And I try to do the same thing with my employees. I put them in the right position. I give them the right tools that they need. And then I just watch them think outside the box and be great marketers. And, you know, all of that funnels into our corporate goals and our corporate values, which are not only to deliver a great customer experience for our customers and their customers, but also to deliver a great employee experience and just make work environments more positive for everyone. And that's certainly something that we try to do internally as well as externally, is make sure that everything we do is based on a high level of trust.
That's amazing. And I think trust goes beyond the four walls, beyond borders and boundaries.
Absolutely.
So when you think about the team structures, could you share a story of how teams or orgs were created the right way, or an example of a team structure that went wrong or sideways and you learned a ton from it and you're like, that's like the golden experience in your book of moments in life?
Absolutely. So early on in my career, I worked for an organization that did have that horizontal product marketing structure alongside the vertical structure. And on top of that, they had customer marketing working with everyone. And I was actually in the customer marketing role at that time. So what I loved about that structure was that I got to kind of see it from all angles. So I got to know the products from a horizontal perspective and then how that played into our specific verticals. But the reason that they layered customer marketing on top of everything was so that we could really build strong references in each one of those verticals. And that's a lesson that I took to heart back then early on and have carried with me. I do a lot of work with the analyst community and with influencers and with PR. And if there's one thing that an analyst or a member of the press can spot a mile away with a company, it's that they're trying to be a jack of all trades and a master at none. So having that teamwork across the horizontal, but also in the vertical, and applying customer proof points and really backing up what you say you can do with customers who are willing to tell your story for you was incredibly important.
That's amazing. I love that. And I think you touched upon something that's very important, right? As product marketing teams, we work very closely with the analyst community, the media, industry influencers, and making sure that we are authentic internally with the voice that we want for our customer and for the market. And then also showcasing that externally, I think is a very important one. So as we kind of get closer to wrapping up today's awesome session, I loved all the insights that you've shared, Lori, and just the plethora of examples that you have given. Any tips or guidance from your decades of experience to help new product marketing leaders who are either building their first team or someone who's taking that leap of faith to be the next product marketing leader? What would you help them make sure that they know they're in the right direction and you can help boost their confidence one step at a time?
Yeah, well, again, I think it goes back to my personal value that means a lot to me, and trust. Mm-hmm. Trust your team to do the right thing, but also give them a little freedom to make some mistakes. That's how we all learn. You're not going to get it right the first time. We all work in really agile environments, and just give them a little freedom to explore who they are as marketers, and you'll be really surprised at some of the great ideas they come up with. Mm-hmm. Be supportive as you correct them when they make mistakes. Let them know it's not the end of the world. I think every product marketer virtually that I've ever met mm-hmm. has such high standards for themselves, and we demand perfection of ourselves. So having a leader that tells you, look, you're not going to be perfect and that's okay, and supports them if they make a mistake and just offers constructive guidance, I think that's incredibly important. And then in the context of verticals, mm-hmm. Find somebody to kind of pair them up with in the organization or even in the industry, or a customer from that vertical who's an advocate for you, and just give them a trusted resource that they can ask questions about with that vertical, that they can emulate and start to learn the specific vernacular for that vertical and how to message to it appropriately. And then as your team grows, allow them to be a buddy to somebody else and help them understand how to market vertically as opposed to horizontally.
That's awesome. I love the mentorship aspect, right? And I think within Product Marketing Alliance, the PMA mentorship program has been a joy for me, just to get mm-hmm. to know other folks, but at the same time also sharing and showcasing what you are learning with the broader community, I think is a big part. And especially in verticals, like if it is a space that they really quite don't know exactly how it works, but are keen to learn and get better mm-hmm. at it, then it's important to kind of have that mentor. And you could either find that mentor within the organization or even externally. And if you as the leader can advocate for it and give them the space and time to kind of grow into their role, I think that's just golden. Absolutely. Right there. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I second.
Advice? Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I second that on the Product Marketing Alliance, even the Slack channel. I'm probably on the Slack channel 20 or 30 times a day, just searching for things. And it's just so comforting to have that network of people who have kind of been through the same issues and have the same questions that you do. If for nothing else, to know that this is not the first time that this issue has arisen, and there's a whole network of product marketers who are experiencing the same things that you are day to day. It's really helpful.
That's very true. And is there any other advice you would like to give for product marketers who are thinking about structuring their team by vertical, right? It's not sure. One that is an easy fit. And we have seen in our series that product marketing, depending on where you are, where the organization is, where the customers are, where the market is, it can be shaped and molded mm-hmm. into different ways. Any advice you would give them as they should be thinking about product marketing team by vertical?
Yeah, so I think the reason that it is so hard to pull off a vertical or a solutions marketing team is that it does bleed over into so many other things. So again, making sure that you have clearly defined objectives, you're not trying to spread your team too thin, you're not trying to cover too many verticals at once, and being really intentional of where you place your focus as you build your team, giving them the resources and the training they need, making sure that you master these verticals one or two at a time before you try to boil the entire vertical ocean. Mm-hmm. And don't try to make it one size. Exactly.
Let's go.
Yes. Yeah. And don't try to make it one size fits all, even with messaging and the way that you position the products. Even from the way that you talk about the product, there's different lingo for different verticals. Mm-hmm. So the more that you can immerse yourself in that particular vertical and learn to talk like your buyer, it'll just add to your credibility and make it much easier to interact with that specific space.
And are there verticals that come to your mind when you're like, if there are, and I know this depends organization to organization, but based on your experience, what are like the top three verticals that you have seen over your career?
Sure. So a lot of healthcare verticals, and you know, just an example of the lingo for that, they, you wouldn't call them customers, you call them patients. Mm-hmm. In my industry right now, we work with a lot of restaurants and they refer to their customers as guests. Yep. But we also work with a lot of retailers that refer to their customers as customers. So I would say that, you know, the top three, retail, healthcare, financial services, everybody thinks of their end users and their end customers a little bit differently. So just really understanding the pain points that they're trying to solve and how they engage with their customers and what a great customer experience looks like for that specific industry is incredibly important in getting that credibility that we all want as vertical marketers.
Totally with you. And thank you so much, Lori, for all the awesome insights that you've shared with us today. I loved our conversation and want to say this has been a really amazing series to put together. And I know quite a few of us have said that I wish we had this series when we all started as product marketing.
Yes.
I'm hoping this helps our listeners. And if there are folks out there that would love to be part of this series or continue the conversation with our product marketing leaders, we are all just a button away. So definitely reach out to all of us. Thank you all and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.